And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Recent comments by both French President Emmanuel Macron and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condoning Ukraine's use of Western weapons in Russia has triggered a response by Russia's president. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
NATO Security General Jens Stoltenberg recently told The Economist that alliance members should let Ukraine strike deep into Russia with Western weapons, a view supported by some NATO members. Here's French President Emmanuel Macron following a joint security session in Germany on Tuesday.
We tell them, we're supplying you with weapons, but you can't defend yourselves. We stay exactly within the same framework. We think that we should allow them to neutralize the military sites from which the missiles are fired.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said he agreed with Macron, and that as long as Ukraine followed international law and respected the conditions given by countries that supplied the weapons, it was allowed to defend itself.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The Palestinian health minister, Majed Abu Ramadan, on Wednesday urged the United States to pressure Israel to open the Rafah crossing to humanitarian aid, saying there was no indication that Israel authorities would do so soon.
They have to press hard in order to open that. Closure is not affecting only personnel going in and out. Actually, there's no in, it's mainly out, because they want to expel everybody out. Perhaps this is the ultimate goal of the Israeli offensive.
Rafah was a major entry point for humanitarian relief before Israel stepped up its military offensive on the Gaza side of the border earlier this month and seized control of the crossing from the Palestinian side. The World Health Organization has said that its closure has significantly affected its ability to deliver essential medical supplies into the Gaza Strip. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com.